Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Welcome to Exquisital. This is a podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven very few of the answers. We'll see if we can change that today with our guest comedian, Sammy Shah.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm good, mate. How are you? You're out. Look, we're on Zoom here because the country's decided to get together on this lockdown. So we're all recording on Zoom, and you have the best backdrop.
That's right.
Of any of the Brains Trust, myself or you. You are, and I think I'm pronouncing this correctly, outside. Is that correct?
It's a strange new concept. It must have originated in France or someplace shitty and European like that. But it's basically the idea, I believe, is to go out off your home, of your indoors place, and get sunlight to touch your skin. And wind right. To kind of caress your hair.
That's what's on the other side of the curtains, isn't it?
That's what they tell me. I'm still not 100% sure. I've never opened my curtains. This time I went through the door, which is what it turns out was the use of this door. I had no idea up until now. I
thought it was like a delivery service system.
Right, that's what I thought. It was just there's an Uberman standing outside it all the time with a bag of food.
Yep.
But no, it's been quite remarkable. There's other human beings out here. There's a lot of animals. Which is gross because they poo everywhere, but I'm tolerating that for now.
I've just realized, I wonder if P.O. boxes are like really available at the moment. I wonder if everyone's gotten rid of their post office boxes, because why the fuck would you need like a storage system at the post office in 2021?
Who still had those? Who had
like
P.O.
Our doors are now the P.O. boxes. We all have our own P.O. box at the front door.
I give advice to Amazon to just kick my package into the street. And if I get it, I get it. If I don't, someone else gets it. That's just the way the world works now.
Now, the last time you were on this podcast, Sammy, you got 5 out of 10.
Which is pretty standard for me, yes.
A pass, I think.
My school teachers will say, that's a lot better than they thought I'd do.
Oh, yeah. Our scores don't come with a report. We should do that. We should start doing that for each episode. A score and a report.
Mine were always talk too much, could do better if he paid attention. And I live by that. I have earned a living by being that.
Yes. He says distractedly from a park somewhere in the city of Melbourne. Well, the good news is that on this particular quiz, you get to cheat because you have a brains trust.
Ooh.
And let's meet them now. First up is a train driver and film and TV extra who's once had David Beckham on a train. And it's a big hello to Bondell.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me back on the podcast. Wonderful to be back here.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us again. How's your day?
Oh, it's good. It's good. I'm still in Australia. They won't let me go home. So that, but that's no good. I did go for a walk. I saw Kookaburra, isn't it?
How's train driving going?
It's good. It's good. So I can still drive the train back home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's through, I don't know if you remember, listeners, I do actually have an app. I've got a program. It's called Toot Toot. And so I'm driving the train with Toot Toot. And yeah. And that's the service that I want to provide.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Well, I'm just holding out for Keith Urban, to be completely honest.
Have you been watching The Voice?
Yes. Yeah. No, I have. I actually auditioned for The Voice.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Great. When you in your audition, did you sing opera or like a modern classic?
Oh, yeah.
Or a
yeah,
bit of Keith Urban?
I did a Keith because I wanted to be on Team Keith, obviously. Mm-hmm. So I've done a Keith Urban style. What I've done is I've done P.A. Yazoo because I am classically trained. You know that one?
That's great. Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I hope you get all four chairs or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, God, I reckon.
Yeah. That's exciting. You'll be able to go on Team Keith. Okay, so Bondell is here.
Thank God.
Yeah, which is exciting. But the Brains Trust doesn't stop there, Sammy. We also have, I don't know, we were talking about school before. I don't know if you went on camp, Sammy?
In Pakistan, we had one day of school camp, which was basically we got sent to this place called Mohenjo-Daro, which is an ancient ruin of one of the oldest civilizations in the history of the world. And we played rugby there and knocked over a giant ancient swimming pool. That was our camp. And I'm not even exaggerating. Right. That's exactly what happened. Yeah.
No, I don't doubt that for a second. So, well, let's see if camp is the same for our cool camp counselor on the Brains Trust today. It's a big hello to Blake.
Hey, dude, what's up? Oh, my God, it's so cool to be here.
Thank you for being here. Have you ever been on school camp in Pakistan?
No, I can't say I have, but I'm hoping to kind of branch out more, you know, internationally soon. That sounds like a cool, I love the outdoors. So like a big outdoor ancient stadium sounds rad.
So not so much Pakistan. Where do you go on school camp? Where's your camps?
Yeah, so I'm up in like upstate New York. I work at Camp Oak Tree. Oaks. Yeah, so I started there when I was six, and you know, now I'm a counselor, obviously. So it's my second home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Camp is all about working together. So whatever I can do to make our, you know, trust stronger, I'm here for.
Oh, shut up, buddy. Justin Bieber.
All right, question number one. Here we go. Name the author of True History of the Kelly Gang.
True History of the Kelly Gang. The whole movie about it as well, which I don't think is based on the book, but there's a whole thing about Kelly Gang starring. Oh, I'm trying to think now. Was it Eric Bana or was it Russell Crowe? There's only two actors in Australia. I think it's either Eric Bana or Russell Crowe. There used to be a third one, but then he died.
Yeah, Heath Ledger died.
So, yes, that's right. I'm glad I'm right about that part. I'd like to turn to my Brains Trust actually right now and see what resources they might have when it comes to the true history of the Kelly Gang. Have either of you read it?
Oh, I'm not a big reader, you know?
Outdoorsy.
Yeah, exactly. But I like Russell Crowe. He's cool.
Yep, he seems outdoorsy as well. Do the kids have to read? Do you give them a list of books
you know
to
what?
Read?
Like the kids have to read, but like I'm the cool counselor. Like as long as they're like staying rad, like that's fine. Just do what you want. Yeah.
Is there one book in particular that you recommend for the students?
Yeah, I reckon. I actually wrote one myself.
Oh yeah.
It's called Staying Cool and Staying Outdoors by Blake. And it's just got a list of things that are cool and a list of things that you can do when you're outdoors. So it's
So your book is this, staying cool and staying outdoors. And I guess just like some key quotes would pop up.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. I haven't read the Kelly Gang book, but I have read Crazy in Love, the unauthorized biography of Beyonce. And so that does have a little bit about Kelly in it, but I don't think it's the same writer.
But if I remember correctly, you were actually in Gladiator with Russell Crowe.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I played a Trojan horse.
You played the Trojan horse.
Yeah, famously. Yeah.
That's amazing. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the question is, name the author of True History of the Kelly Gang. And the closest we've got so far is Russell Crowe, Sammy, unless you want to go your own way.
No, I think I want to still make another guess at that. I know it's one of the famous authors of Australia. There's only two that come to my head right now. Is Richard Flanagan or Peter Carey. So I'm going to go with Carey because I don't think Richard Flanagan wrote that. So was it Peter Carey?
Yeah, we'll put down Peter Carey and we'll find out at the end. Question number two. Who is Australia's highest ranked women's singles tennis player after Ash Barty in 2020?
Bondell.
Bondell?
Wait, you...
Yeah.
Are you buzzing in or are you saying you are...
Are you saying it's you?
I'm saying my name as a buzzer.
Yeah.
Oh.
And now I'd like to guess...
Yes.
Yes, please.
Bondell.
Help me out.
Okay. So you've buzzed in there with Bondell to lock in yourself as Australia's highest ranked women's singles tennis player
after Ash Barty
circa February 1st, 2020. Okay. I didn't know you played tennis.
Yeah, I didn't know either. But then there was one time I woke up and I thought, what is going on? I was on a court and I had all these tennis balls around me. I thought, I've blacked out and started another sport. Yeah. I do that.
Yeah. Do you play tennis on camp, Blake?
Oh, so much. So, Bondell, like, I'm feeling more and more like we're going to be, like, fast friends, you know? I've got a really strong backhand.
In tennis or just...
Oh, in general and in tennis, you know? Yeah. Like, I think if this was, like, male, it would be, like, 100% me. But I'm good with going with Bondell. That sounds accurate. Yeah.
Mm.
Did you become a cool counselor by backhands in one of the nerd ones?
Oh, yeah. When I was a camper myself, you know, and I was a junior. Yeah, those nerds, I hate them. And they don't last long on camp, let me tell you.
Fuck yeah.
Well, I think, you know what, I'm going to go with Bondell's answer because that's about better than any other answer I could have come up with. And Bondell's got a certain chutzpah, which I respect. It does seem like there might be some truth to it.
All right, I'll put Bondell. Question number three: which amendment to the United States Constitution protects freedom of the press? Something that was quite popular in February 2020 in America.
Yes. Well, I'm assuming the American in the group would know that, right?
Yeah. Let's go to our American correspondent, Blake, the cool camp counselor. Do you teach the Constitution at camp?
You know, I teach the Camp Oak Tree Constitution. You know, that's a big part of camp life, which is, you know, have fun, be cool, remember the brotherhood. So I guess, you know, those are the three amendments to the Camp Oak Tree Constitution. So I guess, you know, which one of those is about freedom of the press?
So they were the three amendments, were they?
Yeah.
So what's the Constitution then? You obviously, in the Constitution, you'd left out have fun, be cool, and respect the brotherhood.
And also, I'm curious about this brotherhood. So... It sounds a bit cultish.
Whoa. No.
Yeah. So is the Constitution is about the brotherhood?
Yeah,
is
like,
it?
Okay. Yeah, it is. It's about the brotherhood. And it's like, it's not a cult, you know? It's just that everybody, like, signs a pledge when they show up. And, you know, we don't really like to talk about it outside the camp because it's all about, you know, being there for their experience and not... You know, allowing outside influence.
Yeah. So it's not a cult, and your motto is don't kill everyone and everything's cool.
You got it. Garen, I think you'd have a great time.
It does. I mean, this is reading like a cover-up. This is reading as a cover-up, I have to say. It does sound like underneath all of this there is
You know what? You're covering up a really great summer experience for kids young and old.
Yeah. Have you ever read The Constitution of America, Bondell?
No, I haven't read it. But do you know what? I think it's a fantastic country over there, isn't it? But they got all kinds of things. They got fantastic Mexican food. They got all those tents you can live in LA. Have you seen that? Have you seen that? Like, you just live in a tent on the street and no one even stops you.
Bondell, it's all about the outdoors. You know me. I love that. I love that you love that.
That's amazing. Yeah. Once I was in the streets of Los Angeles and I saw a man chasing down a chicken and I thought, that's it. This is living. Yeah. It's fantastic. But no, I don't know what the amendment is. What is it? Guns, talking, One of the two.
Which amendment to the United States Constitution protects freedom of the press?
I think it's the first one. It's the first one where you can talk.
Yeah.
And the second one's where you can shoot if you don't like what they say.
Which is why I will go with Bondell's answer there as well, is the First Amendment. Because it makes sense, actually. That's why.
I love that logic. Yeah.
I mean, and that is, you know, the founding fathers of the American Constitution. Did the founding fathers ever go to school camp, Blake?
Oh, you know what? I bet they did. You know, they definitely have a feeling of brotherhood and fun about them, yeah. You know? And they got those faces on the stones.
Yep, that's
and
pretty culty.
We love arts and crafts, I was going to say.
Oh, right. Okay.
We like, you know, that would have made that in the arts
and crafts,
workshop.
Yeah. Sounds cool. Question number four. Palpebral relates to what part of the human face? Palpebral.
Trick question, not a word.
So not a word is the first option available to you.
Yeah, it sounds like you're trying to say palpable. You
maybe
know?
It's palpable. Maybe palpable.
I don't think either of those are any closer to any word that I've ever heard. So I agree with Bondell. I think you just made that up to trick us and we're on to you.
Okay.
We're on to you, Karen.
Yeah, don't you try and pull the wool over our eyes.
This I should point out at this point, I have not written this quiz. I wouldn't waste my time.
Oh, sure.
Palpebral relates to what part of the human face?
I will say that the word pal is right there, you
yeah,
know?
Like a buddy.
And I love a pal.
Yeah.
And, you know, pals, your two eyes are pals.
Mm.
So is that your recommendation? The palpebral is the eyes?
That's all I can kind of come up with. If I think about you.
Let's go with that. You know what? So far, Bondell's given us two answers. Let's go with the camp counselor as well. Let's see. Let's go with one from there. Palpebral is the eyes.
Have you?
What? I smacked you sharp. I'm talking. Listen, Blake, I was just wondering if I want to come to camp, but I don't have any baddies. Was it, or could I bring David Beckham?
No, I mean, totally. First of all, soccer is one of the greatest camp activities, and I think he would be like a great addition to the team, you know? But yeah, you can bring whoever you want, but you'll also make buddies on camp. That's what's great about camp.
All right.
So there's no age limit on who can enter the camp?
You know, technically there's an age limit, but like as long as you're not killing each other, yeah. Who cares? Have a good time.
Yeah, that does seem to be the bottom line, yes.
How many years have you been going to camp, Blake?
Oh, you know, I'm a bit of a legend. Like I started when I was 5 and I'm now 37, so
32 years.
Yeah, I'm like I basically live here.
When you say basically live there,
do you live there?
I live here. Yeah. I stay in the little Cubs bunk. It's like it's empty, you know, in those 10 months.
I think we're getting closer to what the cult is. Question number 5. Name the French photographer, painter and poet who was the subject of Pablo Picasso's 1937 painting Weeping Woman. Name the French photographer, painter, and poet who was the subject of Pablo Picasso's 1937 painting, Weeping Woman. I'm sure that's one of the subjects on camp, isn't it? Outdoors, get out there and paint some of the wilderness.
Yeah, you know, take a canvas, take a paintbrush, just do what you want, you know? Yeah. But no weeping, no crying on camp.
Bondell, as a Brit, you might be really interested in the French and have strong feelings of them. What do you think?
Do you know what? I hate the French, but I will say I do know this one. I do know the answer.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. And the answer, it's Emily Blunt.
Is it Emily Blunt, the actress?
Yeah.
From the movie with Tom Cruise and Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Are you not worried that there was a slight, like Picasso was dead when Emily Blunt?
No, well, because she was doing it, because it was back in time when she was doing a period piece.
Silly
it's
me.
Just because
yes.
On my train, we can time travel. That's why I work as a TV right. and film extra, because they say, oh, the driver's already here.
That's right, you're a TV and
it's
film
It's important.
Extra.
That's my main
Sorry,
thing that I
does,
do.
Oh.
It does say yes. that here, yeah.
it's a very rich life, and I feel like, you know, we're having trouble kind of encompassing it all in this
women
show.
Can have it all, Sammy.
Yeah,
they can.
And you saw Emily Blunt in your time travels, what, getting painted by Pablo, was she?
No, I just saw her worrying about getting painted again. So he didn't want.
Okay, so the first option there is Emily Blunt, who was the photographer, painter, and poet, who was the subject of Pablo Picasso's 1937 painting "Weeping Woman." So there's one option. I guess you, Blake, probably don't know who would be the subject of "Weeping Woman" because you don't like anyone who cries.
No, I don't like anyone who cries, and obviously on camp it's pretty divided between the boys and the girls, you know. So, like, if I see a girl crying, I just radio to the you know, women counselors.
And is that some sort of is that like because of something's happened in the past or?
You know, it's I can't really comment on that, but I will say it's a blanket camp rule now. That's the fourth. Amendment to the
so yeah, have fun, be cool, respect the brotherhood, and Blake can't talk to the women. Do you want to put Emily Blunt?
I think I might not go with Emily Blunt. No offense intended to both my allies here, but I saw a movie called Genius about the life of Pablo Picasso, and I'm pretty sure his lover in that was Dora Maar. And so I'm thinking Dora Maar might be the answer I'll go with. But I hope that doesn't offend anyone here.
All right, question number six. A quick one here. What is a matryoshka? What is a matryoshka?
That's a Russian woman who runs a house.
Yeah.
Isn't it one of those Russian doll thingies where there's a doll within a doll within a doll? Is that a matryoshka?
Yeah. Who runs a house.
Who runs so it's a Russian woman, a grown living woman who's got another woman
inside.
It's
the largest woman in a series of six women inside that woman who runs a house in Russia.
Okay. Yeah. I'll be honest, I don't think I can improve on that.
All right, I'll put that. Question number seven. True or false, an octopus has two hearts. Have you watched that My Friend the Octopus or I'm Fucking an Octopus or whatever the documentary is?
My Octopus Teacher.
My Octopus
Teacher.
Where
he fucks the octopus. That's what that one's called. Yeah. And his wife's a director. Isn't that? That's the most Ghislaine Maxwell fucking shit I've ever heard in my entire life. But she directed it. That's fucked up.
Yep. I think at the end of that movie it does say no octopuses were fucked in the making of this movie.
Well, they just put that at the end of every movie, though. No. Means nothing.
It's just on the card. It's just on the title card. You know, it's always left in. Are there any octopus teachers on school camp?
You know, we're kind of landlocked where we are, so any octopi would die immediately, and that's, you know, as you would know, against one of the rules. But I do, you know, we do have nerd kids on camp who love animals. And I was, backhanding one of them, and you know, he said, you know, oh, I guess you don't have a heart. You don't even have two like an octopus. So I would go with true, you know?
Well, that's so far true is the best answer we've got, Sammy, or you can go your own way.
Change it up right now and go false. I think it's more than two. I think it's three, if I remember correctly. But yes, I might go with false.
I think that's
there. I'm sorry, everyone.
Mental. I think it's two.
Told you, he's a nerd, but not even a good one.
All right. I'll put the nerd says false. Question eight. In film, what does CGI stand for? In film, what does CGI stand for? Now, Bondell, you work in film, of course, as a TV and film extra.
Yes.
But CGI, which I guess is the computer stuff, might be outside your realm because I know that, you know, you were the Trojan horse.
Yeah.
You actually had to get into costume every day. That wasn't CGI, that was just you.
That was costume, but I have been on set when they have done CGI stuff, and they've said, this is going to be CGI, so you just look over there, and they always say, what's CGI? I say, it stands for, come on, girls, imagine it.
Yep, that fits. I can't think of any better answer than that if you paid me.
Come on, girls, imagine it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, I'm going to go with come on, girls, imagine it.
All right, I'll put down come on, girls, imagine it. Question 9, having stepped down from royal duties, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex planned to divide their time between Britain and which other country?
Are the Duke and Duchess of Sussex big in the popular in American media? Like, do you know a lot about them?
Well, you know, we don't really get magazines or newspapers at the camp. Is the Duke and Duchess, is that what's her name and the Prince? Is that who you know, Bondell? I feel like you know more because you're a Brit.
Yeah, it's what's her name and what's his face.
I absolutely love the royal family. That's something about Bondell that's important. I love them. Oh, I love him. Oh, it's Harry and Meghan. And now, you know what? I don't trust that Meghan. I don't trust her. Yeah.
Surprise? Yeah.
Sort of like a dad.
Yeah, I think he's telling the truth. Because he wrote a letter in Daily Mail, isn't it? So I thought, she's just like that Diana. She's just out to ruin the family.
Yeah.
I could show you a couple of documentaries. Unauthorized, obviously, but I can show you that she's actually in the Illuminati.
Have you made some documentaries?
Yeah, I've been making a couple of documentaries.
Yeah, about the Duke and Duchess.
Yeah, well, I just want everyone to know the truth and You're right. I wish this character did like Meghan Markle, but I did make a snap choice and now she's even worse.
I know you committed to it. But also not surprising, I think, is this. Yeah,
I think it was a right choice. It was a truthful choice.
Yes, it was very truthful.
You've got to stay true. It's very important to stay true to character at all times. So this is February 2020. Remember, this is February 2020. So they just stepped down from royal duties and they were planning on dividing their time between Britain and which?
Wasn't it America? I thought it was America.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go with America. Right,
I'll put down. I have a vague memory that back at originally, like they might be in America now, but I think they were going to spend time in Canada, weren't they? And weren't they hanging around in Canada a lot?
That's in America, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
That's one of the states.
Like the northerly state.
I believe on a technicality, we'll go with Canada as part of America.
Okay, I'll put Canada. The 53rd state.
51? Aren't there already 51? Second? I don't know.
Are there 51?
Yeah, there are 51 states.
Question 10, which is, what word means both a pole or rod and employed personnel? What word means both pole or rod and employed personnel?
Bondell seemed to have perked up at that, so I'm assuming Bondell.
Yeah, I just got really excited because I know what it is. It's staff. Yeah.
Oh my God, I have that on the back of my
staff.
Shirt. I should have realized.
I had it on the back, on my back. I actually had a staff infection on my back.
That's gnarly.
But it's gone now.
Right.
Yeah.
So do you want to put golden staff?
I think we'll just go with staff, yes.
It's a bit, that's the best dog. I've got 25 staffies.
It's a lot of staffies.
Yeah, got 25.
Jot that down, Ali. We'll bring it up next time because we don't have time today.
To explore that.
So we don't have time. So that's 10 questions. How do you feel you did?
I definitely feel like I did a lot better the last time, and I would like to thank both my Brain Trust members for guiding me because I feel like they really upped my level of intelligence today.
I feel like I really like lifted you up, you know, and it was a real like, you know, and we were supported by Bondell and like, you know, you can't do it by yourself.
I agree. It was a team effort, and I feel like we rise as a team and we might sink as a team.
I would like to, before we start this, lock in an actual, is it Canada or America you want on question 9?
I think let's, what do you all think? Canada or America?
I actually think it's America.
Yeah, let's do, like you America know what, well. I support the team. USA.
USA, yeah.
But I also think we'll get 1 out of 10.
Okay. At least,
that's,
or that's
my
what
prediction.
You think we'll get.
One.
Okay, okay, one. All right, I'll put down America. Okay, question number one was, name the author of True History of the Kelly Gang. You said Peter Carey, and it's Peter Carey.
That's right, excellent, name it.
There's the one. So that's it, you reckon,
right, thank
Bondell.
You, bye.
Okay, question two. No, you want to know the answer to this one, Bondell. Question two was, who is Australia's highest ranked women's singles tennis player after Ash Barty? Bondell said Bondell, yeah. But it's unfortunately not Bondell. It was Ayla Tomljanovic.
Tomljanovic.
That's not a name. You just made that up. Bondell is a way better
one. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So, still on one. Question three. Which amendment to the United States Constitution protects freedom of the press? You said one, and that's correct. It's the First Amendment is what they call it over
number
there.
Number one.
Yeah, the number one amendment.
Question four. Palpebral relates to what part of the human face? You said eyes,
oh,
and
no,
it's the eyelids,
way,
correct?
That was a real
really?
Dark sick.
Couple of your pals up top, your peepers.
Yeah.
Question five was, named the French photographer, painter, and poet who was the subject of Pablo Picasso's 1937 painting Weeping Woman. You cleverly avoided Emily Blunt to lock in Dora Maar, and that's correct.
There we go. Sorry about that. It's a bit, yeah.
Bringing you to four. Question six was, what is a matryoshka? You said a Russian babushka doll, I guess. And correct, a Russian doll
there
that contains identical smaller dolls.
Look at us. And last time I got five, so I'm equal to my last record. I need one more. And I feel like with these two riding, carrying me on their shoulders, I'm going to get there.
Yeah, well, let's...
I am absolutely shocked that my little joke was true.
Question seven was, true or false, an octopus has two hearts. You said false, it has three. And it's false, it has three.
Oh my God. Look at you, Sammy. You've done so well. You can come on.
Incredible, bringing you to six so far. Question number eight, in film, what does CGI stand for? You said, come on, girls, imagine it. But it's computer generated imagery, unfortunately.
No, I feel like that's wrong. I feel like it is, come on, girls, imagine it. Yeah.
No point there. Question nine. Having stepped down from royal duties, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex plan to divide their time between Britain and which other country? You said America, but it's Canada.
That's your fault, Karen. You gave us a bum steer. You said, it's not Canada. It's not. It isn't.
We remember that differently. Question 10 was, what word means both a pole or rod and employed personnel? You said staff infection, and it's staff. Correct. Giving you 7
Whoa.
Out of 10.
My new record. Very nice. Thank you very much, team.
Incredible. Congratulations on 7 out of 10, Sammy. That's great. Thank you, Bondell, so much for being here, taking
thank
time
you.
Out of and looking after David via your app Toot Toot, which didn't
toot
come
toot.
Up.
Everybody download Toot Toot.
Everyone, yes. Thank you. Thank you very much for being here. Congratulations on The Voice, if that works out, and not if it doesn't.
Thank you.
Who are some of your favourite singers in Melbourne where you live?
Oh, yeah, I'm living in Melbourne at the moment. I tell you what, I love that Michelle Brazier. She's so good, isn't she?
She's great.
And pretty to boot, what is she? She'll be 21. She's gorgeous.
Yeah,
absolutely gorgeous. She's got a show on coming up. I've got to go and see it. I'm very excited.
Well, yeah, I think there might be some tickets still available. To see Average Bear at Comedy Republic.
I'll be there. I'll see you there.
If you get tickets to that, you'll be able to meet Bondell. Do you reckon she'll make an appearance in the show?
Maybe next year.
Maybe.
Michelle Brazier. Toot toot.
Yes. We'll see. And Blake, thank you so much for taking time out of the camp. You know, I'm not sure. What are the kids up to while you're not?
You know what? I think they're just gone for a swim. I don't really know. Yeah, I'm sure they're fine, though. Hey, thanks for having me. I love making new friends, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you do any improv with the
kids? Totally. I'm doing improv all the time. And, you know, we actually...
That seems a bit nerdy to me.
Kyron, it's a misconception that improv is nerdy. Improv is, you know, it's the coolest
Yeah, wow.
No, I think improv is, you know, the activity of champions. That's what I call it.
Who said improv is the activity of champions? That's someone's quote.
Yeah, that's her name's Claire Kavanaugh. She's she says improv's the activity of champions. She also has some great one-line quotes like I do. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for being here, Blake. And Sammy, congratulations on 7 out of 10.
Thank you very much. It's my new record. I'm very, very happy with it.
And congratulations on being outdoors. I can't believe you spent it doing a quiz.
Could not be better spent than doing a Zoom meeting outdoors.
That's Wax Quizzical this week. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.